Let's do one on Laura, L-A-U-R-A. Godinez, G as in give, O-D as in David, I-N-E-S, 9185. Chief complaint, I feel terrible, number one. Number two, severe headache. Next number is nausea. Next number is leg pain. Next one is vomiting. Next one is I feel like my arms are falling off. Next number is patients crying in pain. Next number, diarrhea. Next number, cough. Next number, facial pain. Next number, sore throat. Next number is palpitation. Next number is severe dizziness. Our patient is a 37-year-old woman, married 17 years, has 4 children, works for the school district here in town, period. In the paragraph, she comes in with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days, period. She hasn't had much fever. She doesn't know if she's been exposed to the flu in the past. Allergy, none. Social, she doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke. Last period, very abnormal period now because she has the 3-year birth control pellet in her arm. Surgery, cholecystectomy, medical problems, asthma, COVID immunizations, up-to-date family history, hypertension, diabetes, no colon cancer, no breast cancer, 247 pounds, 99%, 98, 16, 78, 154 over 89, blood pressure is normally much better controlled. Heart, positive response, positive risk 2, with 2 over 6 systolic ejection murmur. Lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft, TMs, red. Posterior pharynx, red. Neurological, non-focal. Skin, shows no rash. Lower extremity, 1 plus edema. Facial pain noted on palpation over the sinuses. Neck shows no meningismus. Because number one, headache. Number two, flu B is positive. Number three, she received dexamethasone, 8 milligram, rosiflunogram, Toradol, 60 milligram. Next number, we watched her for about 30 minutes. She showed improvement before leaving. Next number, as far as the vertigo is concerned, we looked at her carotid to make sure she doesn't have any signs or symptoms of obstruction with family history of stroke, especially there's no evidence of critical stenosis. Next number, patient does have lots of lymphadenopathy in her neck because of flu B. Next number is positive lymphadenopathy. Next number is because of abnormal periods. We looked at her uterus. No abnormality was found, most likely related to the birth control pellet. Next one was RVH, was noted in the echocardiogram in face of palpitation. Next number, abdominal pain caused us to look at her liver, kidney. She does have fatty liver, very difficult ultrasound technique because of her body habitus. Next number, fatty liver noted. Next one was Tamiflu added as well, by the way, along with Finnegan DM and Medrol dose back at home. Next number is because of pedal edema. We looked at her legs. No sign of DVT was noted. Next number is her kidneys look normal. Next number, spleen is not enlarged. The next number, upper extremity was done because of severe pain. No DVT was found or evidence of blood clot in the arms. Next number, patient is to come back in 3 days. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving my clinic. Thank you.